and I'd like to welcome back to the show, they're here every year, Carl Ferguson of the St. Vincent Hospital Foundation, and Ben Swan, who's here considerably more often than every year, of the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, here to talk about Paws for a Cause. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for inviting us.
So this is a great community event that happens every May, and it's happening this coming Saturday, the 4th of May. In the morning, now, what's Paws for a Cause? What's the pause and what's the cause?
Let's pause for a cause. Now, Paws for a Cause is a great event that started with Carl and the St. Vincent Hospital Foundation, in which we were trying to find ways to get people and animals active and healthy. And I thought it was a great combination to get the shelter involved in it, and we've been doing it for about 3 or 4 years now, just sort of building on that success that he started. He started in the dog park many, many years ago, just sort of very casually, and it's become really a fun event. The good thing about it is the Paws for a Cause is really paws, feet, and the cause is the cause. It benefits the shelter and the St. Vincent Hospital Foundation. And it's just an opportunity for people to, it's a very casual but fun event where people get together and, well, some people will go off on a 10K run, and that's along the Santa Fe River Trail, and other people will go to the plaza. And this time, this year, as it was last year, is led by Nicole Brady. She's the KOB news anchor and very much an animal lover. And she's just a lot of fun to have there. Sort of gives it our star quality. It's just a... Go ahead,
right.
Carl.
And the other reason why we really started it was we heard complaints in the community that there were so many fundraisers and that all these nonprofits weren't collaborating. So we thought, here's a great way to collaborate with another great organization and try to do something together. And it's, you know, everybody in Santa Fe loves dogs, and so here's a great way to be outside on a beautiful Santa Fe day and walk to the plaza and have a great fun time. So that's really another reason why we did it.
Right, and every year we try to enhance it, give it a different kind of a twist. Sorry, I was trying to think of a canine pun, but you'll have to help me out with some kind of canine twist to make it anyway, exciting. But we have a market place where after the walk, and then usually people are done about 10 or 10:30, they come back and we have demonstrations and we have these great sponsors who set up tables and really use the connect with the community in a way that's really cool. And the vendors this year are pretty awesome. We're going to have an Ask a Vet, we'll have an Ask a Trainer, and different things like that, that people can really get involved and learn more about their animals and their self through healthy choices and things like that.
And so people can run. If they don't like to run, they can walk. You can take your dog with you.
Or not.
Or not. Can you run the 10K with your dog?
Well, we discourage that because some dogs just aren't meant for that. It really depends on the person. You know, we're not going to tell people they can't do it, but we just don't think it's a good idea. But we'll let people decide for themselves if they feel their dog is
dogs have to be on a leash, and so running with a leash and other people, it can become quite dangerous. But we've had a few people run.
Yeah.
You have to have a really good dog.
Right. Yeah. I mean, some people came and, you know, some dogs were just like taken off and were like, you could tell they were total run dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, then there's some people that show up with this dog that looks like it has not been out of its little cage and little basket in like 12 years. And that dog cannot run 10K.
Yeah. It's a lab dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And some dogs are just very exuberant and they get in the way of other runners and stuff.
Right.
So
I still... and always recommend the film, the documentary Wiener Takes All, which is about dachshund racing.
Yes.
And the best part of the film is the preliminaries where the dogs that don't really even know how to go out of the gate are being qualified.
Exactly. No, and that's a great event, actually. It takes place every November down in Albuquerque, actually one of the races that lead into that. And we've taken both of our dachshunds there. And actually,
have you raced your dachshunds?
Yes, we raced our dachshunds. And actually, they did exactly what they did in the movie, where our Ziggy, one of our dachshunds, they had to do 4 heats just with his heat times because they walked out and they all just like stood there out there and they sniffed each other. They looked around.
That's
there's
so
like 100 people screaming at them, and they were like, what are these people screaming at me for?
I know. There's like, come on, dogs, race. And they're like, but we want to sniff each other and say hello.
Yeah. That's why
and
I
have
like
a little tea party.
That's why I like the puppy bowl right before Super Bowl, where all the puppies are going like, hey, I'm cute. Where am I supposed to go? And
you know, right.
Anyway, but it's not like that at all. let's not say organized, but the animals know where they're going.
You
and so the people.
Organized.
Yes.
You are very organized. The Pause for Causes, I mean, that's one of the things that's beautiful about it. It's actually a well-run event.
And you know what's a good thing about it is that it does get people out and about. And some people, it takes place at Alto Park. That's right across from the Solana Center, down a little ways by the swimming pool.
Right, the swimming pool and near NDI.
Yeah. West Alameda. People forget how beautiful our community is and how much that we've improved our trails. And, you know, a lot of people, what's interesting, a lot of people who do the Pause for a Cause event and walk to the plaza, they haven't been to the plaza since last year, you know, because people just tend to not go there as much as they used to.
And one of the fun things that we do is when we get down to the plaza, we do stop and we take a group photo of everybody with their dogs, and it's really kind of a fun time. So if you know we'd love to see people out there, and we know a lot of Santa Fe people do not get down to the plaza that often, so come with us
on Saturday. How do you actually, where's the money raising part of it?
It's a registration fee.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then there's stuff that you can buy. This year we're going to have some contests, a raffle ticket, and things like that.
And we have sponsors.
Definitely the sponsors are the ones that actually help us sponsor this this event.
We do have a couple large sponsors that I want to mention, United Healthcare and Arrighetti Animal Hospital.
Right, and Joey and Hannah of Santa Fe Tales, they've always been a big sponsor, and they've always loved helping us out. They're great people. They help us with the contests as well. I don't know, Mary Charlotte, have you done any of the contests? Best kisser, the best tail wagger, the best look-alike?
Most look like their owner.
I could enter that.
You have that stunned look on your face. I'm not asking you to wiggle your butt.
I mean, I could enter that with my dog, Honey.
Yes, definitely.
Who I think I look like, sort of.
But
yes.
But when you say that one contest looks like owner is the most interesting every year, because you think, well, people don't really look like their dogs, but all of a sudden we get like two or three people that actually really look like their animal, and
it's
funny.
Yeah. So Pause for a Cause coming up this weekend, Saturday the 4th of May. Registration is at 8 in the morning. The 10-kilometer run is at 9 in the morning, and shortly after that is the walk.
Right.
With or without dogs.
Right, and so you can also register online at our website, sfhumanesociety.org or active.com.
Yes.
So we're trying to encourage, you know, the 10K run is, people love to run here, and the Santa Fe Trail is so beautiful, so that really, really works well with that, and we're trying to encourage that aspect of the Pause for a Cause. But, you know, you come back and you relax and you eat and just have a lot of fun.
It's a community day, and it's always, I mean, it's such a nice time of year. Chances are it's not snowing in May, although you never know.
Never know. Hopefully the 40-mile-an-hour winds have stopped by then.
We've been very fortunate. The weather, I think only once in the last 5 years, it's been kind of windy and wet.
Right.
And that's even, you know,
right.
Luckily in Santa Fe, it just lasts for 10 minutes and it's right. over with.
So, meanwhile, the last yes. time you were on the show, Ben Swan, there was a situation where somebody who was a dog hoarder had been found, and the dogs were at the animal shelter. You want to update us on that situation?
Sure. We are still in a kind of a holding pattern, and I just wanted to tell you how much it's incredible how much the community has come forward to help us out in this really difficult time, in that we took in 48 dogs overnight. And that meant we had to really clean out our shelters to make space for them, in that we partner with other kennels and things to get our existing dogs to those places where we could have room for them. And now our resources are still being taxed, because we still have these dogs. And just yesterday, one of the dogs had puppies. So we have eight more. So the puppies are very cute, but you know, we encourage people to spay and neuter their animals. And we have four more mothers probably that are coming along
in this hoarding
situation.
Good
yes
heavens.
We have talked, we've reached out, we basically want to do the right thing with the animals. We want to be able to spay and neuter them. We want to be able to fix their behavior problems. We want to be able to foster them. We want them out of the shelter. We want to have them have happy homes. And the person involved in this case has until May 10th before she has to decide if she relinquishes them to us or she has to pay a certain amount of money per animal per day. We hope that she'll do the right thing and just decide to relinquish them to us. And so we're working with her to really, you know, understand that that's the best course for the animals.
Well, per animal per day gets multiplied every time there's more puppies.
Exactly. And, you know, we just want to get these puppies to homes. Imagine if we had to do eight more kennels for these eight puppies in 3 months. It'd just be crazy. Heavens. So we only have like 65... kennels in the intake part of our shelter, and that's 48 you know, it just takes a lot of space.
So pretty soon, if the dogs are relinquished, there will be a lot of good dogs up for adoption. I mean, I have to say that I saw pictures of some of them. I haven't seen them in person yet or in dog yet, but it looks like there's some nice happy animals.
Yeah, there are, especially the puppies. The puppies, some are 3 months old. They won't have any trouble finding homes. And they were, even those dogs were a little bit shut down, the puppies, when they first came in. But our behavior department and just about everybody who comes in and works in our shelter has been working with them to bring them out of their shells. And sometimes it's just amazing how they will come out of their shells. I've been sitting with this one beautiful black dog, and she was so shaking so much when I first saw her. And every day that I see her, she comes a little bit closer. And just yesterday, she came up and licked me on my cheek.
Oh.
So it takes time. And that's what we want to give these animals time and so they can find forever homes.
Now, you have some animals that are up for adoption.
Yes, I do. And I know that you have, I've already given her a peek.
I've had a sneak preview
so
of
why
a German
talk about
shepherd mix called Cupid. I mean, I don't know what she's mixed with, but she's pretty German shepherd looking.
Very much so.
And an incredibly handsome 4-year-old spayed female dog, and available for, maybe she's got some husky in her, but anyway, she's
looks
got
like she's a little bit of husky, yes.
The pointy ears and the deep, intelligent gaze into the camera, and she's available at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter.
Yeah, and Cupid would be awesome for hiking or something. You know, huskies are just, they just create a bond with you, and they love to, and they're very quiet, I think, in a lot of ways. They love to go on trails and hikes with you, or walks, or just hang out with you at your foot, at your couch, things like that. And I also want to talk about our feline lovers. We have somebody named Moo. Moo is a, she's just an adorable little cat who's 11 years old. We do get these some animals relinquished to us that are a little bit older, but I tell you, senior pets are very awesome animals to have. I always wait until about the 5th or 6th year before I realize that I can finally relax with my dogs. You know, it really sometimes takes 6 years before they kind of calm down.
Oh, I mean, from the time that they're puppies?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have now 3 dogs over the age of 9, and they're still active, but they're wonderful dogs, and they've developed a rapport with each other and a real sense of their place in the home, and older pets are great.
They feel like they have this, I don't know, answers to all the world's questions, but they can't really tell you that, so you have to,
right? you have to get it out of them.
Yeah. You just look at them and all of a sudden you're enlightened. I know that they just do help you relax and just enjoy life.
I mean, just completely bypass the entire meditation process and look into the eyes of an elder animal.
You know, that's
done.
The best thing about animals is that they're always in the present.
That's so true.
Except maybe when they're waiting for their dinner.
It's 5 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, they're in the present, which is 1 minute from now.
Oh, right.
Exactly.
Although they also, I mean, people say that they don't plan, but I'll tell you what, I have a dog who, for example, you'll go on a walk and he'll find a bone, and you take the bone away from him, and you'll throw it, and he'll say, okay, I remember exactly where she threw it, and tomorrow when she's not looking, I'm going to go back into that bush and get it. They're planning kind of dogs.
It's true. My dog Beta, once she found a squirrel in a tree, and for every day she thought that squirrel was in that tree. But of course it wasn't.
They stand there at the bottom and look up, and they're like,
exactly.
Yeah, I know you're there.
I know there was a tree. There was a squirrel there before. I bet there's one there now. Anyway, she never ever. One time she did catch a squirrel, and they were running together, and they both, it was like a movie moment. Where she caught the squirrel, she fell, they rolled around down a hill. Anyway, and the squirrel was all fine. I've never had very athletic dogs, but they do make for interesting stories.
Dog versus squirrel.
Right, right.
All right. Well, Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Carl Ferguson is with the St. Vincent Hospital Foundation. Paws for a Cause is this Saturday, the 4th of May, in the morning. And if people want to just show up on West Alameda across the street from the Solana Center, which has the Montañita Co-op supermarket, yes, and lots of other great businesses in there, they can just show up at 8 in the morning. And
yeah, we'll be there, Carl and I, and Nicole, and also Honey Harris, and she'll be...
Yay!
Yeah, she's a great person.
Lots of dogs.
Lots of dogs, hopefully, and some available for adoption. And just come out, have some fun.
All right.
Meet us.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having us,
Charlotte.